The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, July 21st, 2013, for those listening live, and it's whatever your time is if you're listening to the recording. Welcome aboard. It is show number 101, and I am still celebrating having reached that 100th program milestone. And I was teasing some people in the last few days, telling them that I wouldn't announce the winner of the last drawing until the end of the program, but I was just teasing. So before we began here today, I had my producer, Doug, go ahead and pull the number to give me the name of the winner. So the final grand prize winner of the year-long mystery school, which is 12 one-hour-long channeling sessions over the course of the next year, one a month. And, well, all the details of that, as the name implies in terms of mystery school, it's not that it can't work with whatever the person needs at that time, but it is about going delving deep into exploring whatever the mystery is in life right now for that person. So the drawing winner is Anne Victoria Alwanger. So congratulations, and thank you to all of you who listened and sent your entries in, and all of you who listen either periodically or on an every week basis. I cannot do this program without you, as I say, on a regular basis. And this is why, as we step into making all of the connections that create the energy field that all of these radio programs come out of. So let's go ahead and jump right into that. And to start with, we jump into our own individual mastery, our own individual energy at the divine level, the energy of our empowerment, the energy of our soul, our oversoul, our higher self, our Christ consciousness, and on and on and on. The terms are many, but the truth is one. You are a divine being, and this is about opening up to allow your divinity to be experienced more within your conscious awareness, to be experienced more within your life, and in so doing, to come into further expression. And so just set that intention that you're choosing to open up into a higher experience of your divinity at this moment, that you're allowing your divine essence to flow into your physical experience, to flow into your emotional experience, to flow into your mental experience, to fill your entire aura and every aspect of your energy field, including flowing on out into those energetic connections that you have in every single relationship. And so just breathe with that and open to that. And regardless of how much you might feel a shift consciously, every time you step in with this intention, you will open yourself up more And sometimes that may feel drastic in terms of the degree of difference. Sometimes it may be very subtle, or you might think there's no shift at all, but there is, because intention directs energy. And the intention that you hold to open to the experience of your mastery, yes, it's anchored here with this program right now, but it also moves out into the world. You're not just asking for right now, you're asking from now on. So allow yourself to breathe into that. That very act of setting that intention is an act of spiritual evolution on your part. It's claiming that you're desiring to move more into your divinity. So, congratulations. And let's go on to the next step, knowing that that connection is going to remain at least this open throughout the time that we share here today. We're going to move to the next level of connection, opening to that next level, and that is with our Mother Earth. So for many people, they choose to open through the chakras in the feet, others through the root, others through the cells of the body. You choose whatever way works best for you. But the intention here is, I am opening to experience more of the love and support of our Mother Earth. And so, allow yourself to breathe that in, breathe that up, breathe that through your physical body, your emotional body, and your mental body, through your entire aura, your entire energy field, and on out into every one of your relationships, helping to ground them, helping you to feel more supported within that relationship, helping you to feel stronger and more loved in your life. And so just let yourself breathe that up. And this week we will bring the gratitude up consciously again. So allow your gratitude at being able to experience this, at being able to be in a body, at being able to experience your life as it is right now. Any and everything that you find valuable consciously, and any and everything that you as a divine being would find valuable, which is everything, allow that gratitude for your experiences to flow down into the earth. And perhaps your awareness will allow you to notice that as you allow that gratitude to flow into the earth, you allow yourself to receive more of her love and support. Because you are more fully accepting of what you've already received, it opens you to receive more. And so, with one last breath there, we let go of the conscious awareness of that flow, trusting that it will remain at least this open throughout the time that we are sharing here today. And we move to opening up to the connections with our masters and teachers, our guides and angels, all of the beings who are not in physical body right now and yet are supporting us while we are in physical body, supporting us in whatever way we ask for. And so right now we're going to ask for their love and support energetically to flow to us. And that's the intention. And we open up again in whatever way works best for you, through the heart, the third eye, the crown, or whatever other way might feel best. Just allow yourself to receive that love and support to flow into and fill your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, to fill your entire aura and to flow out and fill your entire energy field, flowing even into all of the connections that are your relationships. And once more, allow your gratitude for their support to be offered back to them energetically. And once more, your own consciousness may allow you to realize that as you send that gratitude, you open to receive even more of the love and support that they are offering. Oh, marvelous. Breathe that in. And so we move now to that level of greater consciousness, greater connection directly within this group, directly within the community of exposing the masters within. And so at this time, then, that's what we're connecting with, the group consciousness of all those who participate live or through the recording with what we're doing here. And the intention that we share to open up into more empowerment, to step into more mastery. It's about breathing in and allowing ourselves to connect with the mass consciousness of that shared intention, because it can act like a boat lifting us up out of the waves, allowing us to move more gracefully, because we can feel that we're not doing it alone. We can feel to some degree, maybe not even at the conscious level, but we can feel energetically that we're not the only ones moving in this way. And that makes it easier for us to take the next step, whatever that step might be. Marvelous. And now we're going to expand yet again, once more, knowing that this connection will not be diminished while we are sharing here. And we move out to connect with the entire community of light workers, all those in a physical body who are walking this path toward empowerment, toward divinity, toward mastery. For that is a huge, huge energy. And we can tap into that and feel even more supported on our paths. Allow that energy to flow into the physical, into the emotional, into the mental, to fill your aura and your energy field, to flow into all of your relationships. And when those relationships are with others who share this intention to move into mastery, that energy, when you interact, will be magnified even more. It will be exponential. And so, allow yourself to breathe that in and receive that as fully as you're able at this time. And now let's expand once more. Connecting with one more energy, one more mass consciousness out there. This one is a mass consciousness generated by everyone in a human body. Every soul. And it is that energy of the desire for expansion, improvement, betterment. But ultimately, underneath that all, it is the energy desiring the reconnection with divinity. And where that energy comes from, I believe, is that spark of divinity that never gets fully shut down. Even though many of us experience much of our lives within the context of separation, in the experience of separation, I personally believe if we experienced complete separation, we would quit. And so I believe that this spark is always there. It's the bit of divinity that we have always had access to. And it is what has kickstarted us through whatever path, through whatever pain, into this process of moving into empowerment. And so for me, it is a very core energy, and it is cycling back around to where we started, opening up to our own divinity, but it's now opening up to that divine connection in everyone on the planet and allowing that energy to support us. To feel that, yes, this is the choice that we would make. And yes, we don't have to do it alone. And so allow yourself to breathe that in, that mass consciousness that in it somewhere has the recall of the divine connection that was never completely severed. And so allow yourself to have that energy fill you physically and emotionally and mentally. to fill your aura, to fill every aspect and level of your energy field, including on out into your relationships. And as we take this into each of our relationships, again, every other human, every relationship we have, that spark is in the other person as well. And when we can connect with that, we can make a difference. Because we can be seen, our spark can be seen as well. The more we see it in others, the more it is seen in us. So allow yourself to breathe all of that in. And know that that is all going to be with us throughout the time we spend here together today. So, where do we go from here? We've hit 100. We've hit 100 now. We're moving on. And so what has come up for me today as the thing to talk about is transitions. Transitions. How do we go from doing this, whatever this is, to doing that, whatever the next thing is, in the most graceful way possible? Now, ultimately, I believe all transitions are pretty much arbitrary as well. Why? Because we're never the same in any two moments. There is always change taking place within us. Now, it may not be at a conscious level, and in fact, a large part of our consciousness is trying to hide from us the fact that change is always going on. We feel much safer, most of us, most of the time, when we're not paying attention to that. When we're paying attention to what is consistent, to what is the same, to what is continuing in our life, rather than to what is actually going on, which is continuous change. Who knows how many cells in my body and in each of your bodies have died since I started talking here. Now, wait a minute. Why do I jump to the death part of things? Well, because that's one of the things that we also have a tendency to resist, is this truth that change always requires letting go. Death must occur before rebirth can happen. That's why it's rebirth. Once you're in a body, you are rebirthing yourself over and over again. But to do that, you're dying over and over again. And you're doing that at the cellular level. And you're doing that with the things that you take into you. The food, the drugs, the liquids, everything that you imbibe, the air that you breathe. You come in and it comes out of you change. Some of it you absorb, some of it you get rid of, and you allow yourself to let go of other things you're done with as well, with every exhalation. Carbon dioxide, boom, bye-bye. Don't need you anymore. The oxygen served its purpose. Now I can get rid of you. Every breath is a death. It's letting go of what's no longer needed, no longer useful, no longer beneficial. Same with the digestive system. We put food in, and while I have... And those who know me most closely know this about me. While I have major issues with the very concept of health food or junk food, those two concepts I think should be completely wiped off the planet. But whatever we put in our mouth, our body is going to use what it can and get rid of what it doesn't find useful, what is not beneficial. You know, whether I eat an apple or a Twinkie, my body is only going to take in what it can use, and the rest of it's going to pass through. And as soon as I eat it, that apple is dead, and so is that Twinkie, regardless. And you can substitute any other food for those things. This process of transformation, of transitioning from this moment to the next moment to the next moment, is what we do always. But what we are aware of
much less frequently than in every moment. Now, presumably, when we reach that state of complete mastery, when we have ascended or reached self-realization or illumination, these terms mean different things to different people. But at some point, I believe we become aware of more and more and more of these transitions. But let me come back around and start again. Because that is about the part of our nature that is transitory, that is relative. It's related to what we're experiencing moment by moment, to what we're eating, to what we're breathing, to what we're reading, to what we're watching, to what we're smelling or hearing. Every moment, our sense organs are taking in countless bits of information that never reach the conscious level of us and yet are changing us internally. Every moment that change is happening in our physical bodies. Every moment there are effects going on in our emotional bodies, in our mental bodies, whether they're at the conscious level or not. But that's our transitory nature. That's our human nature, so to speak. And that is an expression of something much deeper, much more important, much more powerful, which is our divinity. Our human nature, including the physical, emotional, mental aspects of ourselves, is the vehicle through which we as divine beings are expressing with relative nature, with relativity, with relationships that are changing. To me, that's a huge understanding. It's a whole different way to frame this experience that we call life. There's a phrase that lots of people use. And for those of you who are on the website, this is somewhere down in that huge long description of what this show is about. But there's a phrase that lots of people have used for a long time of, we are, let's see, how does it go? We are human beings. We're not, wow, it's gone from my consciousness. I'm not looking at the website. But my adjustment of that, my rephrasing of that, that they gave me, the divine inspiration was there, is that we are not human beings having a divine experience, which is the phrase that most people, lots of people on the spiritual path like to use. It's that we are divine beings having a divine experience as humans. And that, to me, is such an important piece of what this path of mastery is all about. Because as long as we're focusing on the human, transitory, relative aspects of ourselves that are continually changing, and if we're trying to hold on to them and hold things back and keep things the same as they've always been, we're fighting a struggle that we can't win. Second law of thermodynamics, for those of you science nerds out there listening. I believe it's the second law. I could be wrong because I'm not a science nerd, at least about that. Second law of thermodynamics is basically entropy or chaos increases. That's part of what we're experiencing here. From the moment that we're born, we're not only heading to death, we're dying. Cells are dying before we're out of the womb. And so if we're focusing on trying to stop change from happening, we are fighting, we're Don Quixote, tilting at windmills. We're trying to do something that is impossible. To dream the impossible dream. I don't want to tilt at windmills anymore.
I don't choose to keep focusing my life on trying to hold back change. This process for me of walking through these programs has been a process, and I don't know if it's something that you out there listening could observe or put your finger on if you went back and listened to the programs from the beginning. But for me, this has been a process of embracing change. It's been a process of getting more and more comfortable with going with this flow. Not to say I'm not making choices. I'm choosing to be here. Every week when I come in to do this live, not that I do that every week, but every week when I am here live, I'm choosing to come into this energy and embrace the change because I don't know where the topic is going when we start. And I know that for me, if I try to control this flow, that's when things go blah, 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 and it doesn't work. I tried to think my way to coming up with that quote a few minutes ago from my website instead of just allowing it to come out of me. And so I still have patterns that want to try and control things rather than embracing the flow. And that for me is a much better statement than go with the flow. Go with the flow says the flow is there. And you can choose to be with it or not, but it's going to happen. Embracing the flow is partnering with it. It's giving it a big hug and saying, I'm here. And this is the flow that I'm choosing. Choosing to flow is much different than just letting yourself be carried over the waterfall because you happen to jump into the water upstream. And that, to me, is another piece of what we're doing here. So maybe one way to think about what I'm trying to say here today is that this is in some ways reframing even what my purpose is in doing this program. Is that it is about embracing this process of exposing ourselves to our own divinity, of opening up the door, of acknowledging that I'm a divine being. Because you know what? That takes courage to do. It takes real courage. Because if you're like most people, and I believe you are, in this sense at least, you've had a lifetime of people putting you in your place in one way or another, even when they're doing it in a positive way. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, he's so strong. Even when it is a compliment, often it becomes a box. It becomes a limitation. It becomes something, oh my God, I have to live up to that. I have to be intelligent in every single moment, or I have to live up to this beauty, or I have to become the bodybuilder because I'm so strong. I have to do these things because they're the definition of who I am. But they're not. They're changeable. They're aspects of our expression. They are not our truth because we are divine. And to be willing to step through all of those boxes, all of those roles, both positive and negative that we have taken on, that we have, well, when we're in our victim space, that we feel like others have put on us. You can't tell me who I am. Well, they have. When we can step through those to get to this place of divinity, not to fully experience it right this moment, although that would be wonderful. And if any of you have done this through the program today, please let me know. But to step toward it, to embrace it, to open to it. What would your life be like if every moment you started something new? Every moment you were going to be in a transition where you had finished with this and you were stepping into that. What would happen if every time you reached one of those moments, you said a little prayer. Thank you for the completion of this. even if it's not fully done, maybe you'll return to it later. Thank you for the completion of this up to this point. I allow myself to cut the energies that I've been feeding to this. In some ways, that's like having a little funeral. I'm waving goodbye to you. We may connect again. We may not. But right now, I need to connect with that. And then after we say goodbye to this, we turn to that and we focus our energies and we do our next intention and we say, I choose to be fully present with all of my divinity that I can access as I step into that. And that becomes this. It becomes the next thing I'm focusing on. Breathe into that. Imagine that. Or imagine starting your day with that. I choose today to step into and experience my divinity as fully as possible in everything that I experience, in everything that I receive, in everything that I express, in everything that I allow, in everything that I choose to do. Wow. Wow. I know that would change my life because I don't do that. I have spurts of doing that. And then, of course, old friend procrastination gets in the way, or old friend busy work gets in the way, or my own patterns of resistance to doing one thing for too many days in a row, or even too many minutes in a row, comes to the fore, and that goes out the window. But when I have done that, in a period of time, I can feel the change. And it's subtle at times. It's kind of like the shimmer of heat coming off, well, a lot of roads out there this summer in the distance. And you can see it, and it makes things not look clear. But to me, that's a marvelous image of exactly what I'm talking about. That is the image of changeability. It's not as clear as we think it is. It's not as clear as it might appear to us because we have our patterns that cause us to see it with clarity so that we can control it, so that we can try to keep this part of my life exactly the way it's always been so that I can feel safe here and not feel stressed out. And yet, that part of your life is already changing. And no matter how hard you try to hold on to it, it's going to change. And in many cases, the harder you try to hold on to it, the faster it will go away. And I've certainly managed to do that in a number of things in my life. And the more I can embrace and seek to simply be here, be present, be as open to experiencing my divinity as possible, which means being as courageous to step up and express it. It doesn't mean I have to walk around with a t-shirt that says, I am divine. It doesn't mean I have to put it in other people's face. It's not about that direct expression of trying to say, I am this. It's about stepping into it internally. And you know what happens? We tend to glow. We tend to glow. I personally believe not that at a certain level of energetic awareness, you can't see the glow in people's auras who are extremely in their power. But I think long before most people can perceive that with their eyes, we feel it energetically. And so as we step into this energy of I am divine, and I'm expressing through this vehicle, this transitory, changeable world as a way to play, as a way to experience, as a way to do whatever else you might think it is that we're doing here. But this piece of embracing our divinity is how we can step, I believe, most fully into a sense of freedom and out of a sense of fear. Because if we can embrace, or to the degree that we can embrace, ourselves as divine, that's the degree that we can let go of needing to find our value somewhere else, which is always conditional, which is always based on what other people think or say or do about us, or their approval, or however else you might wish to define it. And so as we step into that divinity more fully experientially within us, we can let that go more and more and more. And then, well, then we not only grow, but glow. And so, I wish you happy growing and glowing as you honor that, as you step into that divinity. And I think we're going to go to the channeling somewhat early today compared to many of these programs. And that's quite fine with me. So, as usual, allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning to bring in whoever might be joining us here today. Dear ones, this is Metatron, come to be with you today. Welcome. So, as we step forward here today, we would say to each and every one of you, congratulations. Congratulations. You are already divine. And you have come here to listen today because you are ready to confirm that and commit yourself to a greater willingness to step into it. That is what this is about here today. You stepping into your willingness, which is, as was said, courageous. Many of you would not tend to think of yourselves as very courageous if you look at your behaviors out in the world. Not many of you are climbing mountains or rushing into burning buildings to save people from the flames. And yet, you are walking a path of courage that is or requires much more than those things. Because, by all means, you might freeze to death on the mountain or fall and hurt yourself terribly. You might get badly burned in that fire. In each of these cases, you could die. And yet, those kinds of things, heroic things, that are labeled in many cultures as courageous, they are about expressing in the physical dimension. Marvelous. We're not suggesting that those are unworthy things to do. But what we would suggest to you is that walking this path to seek your empowerment, walking this path to explore the truth of who you are. There is nothing more frightening than that. Now, many of you have walked this path far enough that much of the time the fear is not that strong. And yet, if you take a look at the circumstances that you started out with, oh, I think I'll go down and I'll be in this body, and I will choose to have this degree of feeling separate from my divinity, and I will choose to have these issues in my life, and I will choose to have these people who are going to help me experience separation by limiting my possibilities of self-expression. You have had many, 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 many pathways in which you have been told that you are not divine. Many of them even did it while at the same time saying you are divine. Well, you have a soul, but there's something wrong with it. There's original sin there, and if you don't change your sinning ways, you're going to get hellfire. You're going to burn. Wow. A soul that can be that screwed up that God would punish it? That is not divine teaching, dear ones. You are divinity, period. Period. But it takes great courage in this day and age, in this age of cynicism, in this age of reason, to be willing to trust in your experience, the inner experience that tells you that this is true, that you are divine, in spite of all the external evidence and even the internal evidence to the contrary. Because you do not choose to walk this path on faith. You don't. You may think you are, but you are not. If you are here listening to this, you are walking this path because you have had experiences that have given you deeper inklings of the truth. And you may not be able to name them. You may not be able to describe them. You may not even remember them at a conscious level. But without the experience, on some level, of that spark of your divinity expressing, flashing, of someone else perhaps acknowledging it in you, or a compliment opening you up to a deeper level than just that transitory kind of rush of being approved of. But you're walking this path because of that experience, those experiences. And it is not easy, because there is so much doubt, so much, well, many of those in the world now would put you in a category and call you New Age. And that's some fringe thing. It's not reality. It's not much better than a cult, if it's not a cult and we're not sure. That's what they would say. And yet, you persevere. You continue forward. Why? Not because it just makes logical sense to you. There's a lot of logic out there that would say it can't even be possible. How can some angelic being even speak through this other body? That doesn't make sense. Of course, several hundred years ago, radios would not have made sense, nor televisions, nor moving pictures. Certainly nothing digitized would have made sense. But we'll leave that point aside for a minute. Because for every doubt, there can be an explanation given. But that's not the point. You're not here for explanations right now. You're here for experience. You are here for experience. These words are not meant for your mental. Yes, your mental can hang its hat on them, so to speak. Your mental can connect with them. Oh, yes, that makes sense to me. That's good. But that is only to get your mental out of the way so that that part of you that doubts as well will allow yourself to have the experience that is under these words, that is opening the door to your divinity. And so you have all of those things, external and internal programs, that say you can't possibly be divine. And that's one thing. They're just telling you to doubt it. But let's take another look at that. Another aspect of that is that by being taught that, you must be a rebel, if you will, against what other people think, against society, in order to go against it. And even if you don't become a preacher of these new principles, these new experiences, there's a degree to which, especially, let's go back another few hundred years to another episode, the witch hunts and witch burnings and things like that, the Inquisition. If you're too far out of line from what the status quo says, you're going to die. Well, that is still being passed down energetically in cellular memory. We're not saying that that's going to happen. In fact, the rules have changed, and it's not that people who hold beliefs outside of the common are not going to be injured ever, but it's not, shall we say, allowed. Typically, in many of the cultures of the world. In others, it's still pretty harsh. Be grateful that you're living where you are, that you don't have to have that looming over your head. But because it is still in the mass consciousness, that fear of being the outsider, that fear of being banished, that fear of being thought insane, or even worse, possessed by the devil, that still embeds mass consciousness. And to walk this path, you must choose to walk it in spite of that being in the mass consciousness. Because many people, most people, are still not walking a path of true empowerment. They are still walking a path of trying to earn their value. And that is a significant change. And even if you do not feel that you are fully walking a path of empowerment, that you do still have enough of those patterns running about desiring other people to think well of you, desiring them, caring about what they think of you, desiring them to compliment you, desiring them to give you a raise because you're so valuable, desiring whatever it might be that you desire from them that gives you a sense of approval, even if those patterns are not fully gone yet. You are in the process of diminishing those patterns and stepping more into new patterns, transitioning more into new patterns of choice, moment by moment by moment, of recognizing that change in this dimension, in these dimensions, is all that there is. Change is all that there is. Think about it. How could you have a different experience one moment to the next if change did not happen? And yet, if you're paying close attention, if you're being present, every moment, the experience of every moment is different than every other moment. No matter how many times you've brushed your teeth, it's different than every other time. You have different food stuff on them. You have different bacteria growing there. You have different taste in your mouth. And so change is all there is. Breathe that in. Because quite frankly, dear ones, that is a huge statement of freedom. When you can embrace that, that change is all there is, you can let go more easily
We're not saying it's going to be easy, but you can let go more easily. The more you embrace that change is all there is, the more you can let go of trying to control it and stop it from happening. And step into an empowered place of dealing with it, which is seeking to embrace the flow. Again, it's not go with the flow. It's not embrace the flow. Ultimately, it's embrace the change, which that's what flow is. But it's clearer to say it, embrace the change and choose the direction of change. You may not be able to choose each change individually, consciously, certainly yet. But what you definitely can do is choose the direction you're desiring that change to go in. And by making that choice over and over again, because that's what choice is not a one-time thing and you're done. Oh, I'm choosing to walk the spiritual path. Well, all right then, keep breathing, and in this lifetime you will eventually ascend. It does not work that way. You must choose to step toward empowerment again and again and again and again. And each time you do it, you get a little closer, you get more fully empowered. It may not always feel like it because your resistances and the other patterns of disempowerment will come up so that you can remove them. But that is how you move forward. By embracing change. And perhaps to go back to that original image of going with the flow, imagine change to be a river and you being in a boat. Embracing and directing the change, embracing and directing that flow, is not about changing rivers necessarily, although some of you will do that. It is about grabbing the rudder and pointing where within the flow you ride most comfortably. Or, for those of you who embrace change even further, where you ride most uncomfortably, because that is where you are actually consciously engaging in this battle of letting go of trying to control change and stepping into embracing it. And so, take a breath, and we will give you an infusion. Uh-oh. It's an infusion of energy, which means it's an infusion of change. You can refuse it if you don't want more change in your life. But here we go. Just breathe and allow these energies to wash through you to the degree that you're ready to accept them. Courageous, beloved children of light. Our love goes with you even as we depart from this way of interacting. Namaste, dear ones. All right. Well, thank you, Metatron. And thank you again to each and every one of you. There is one last note I'd like to make. Putting myself out there, embracing the change, embracing my desired intention. Next week I will be gone, so next week there will be a pre-recorded session, one of the previous shows. The week after that, I will be attending a gathering in the Grand Tetons with a marvelous light worker and colleague and friend of mine, BJ King. And I will be creating one of the past sessions, the sound sessions that I do, that will act as, it will be connected with that particular event and allow people who cannot attend the event. And the work that we'll be doing there is quite amazing, opening up a city of light, etc. She does impeccable, impeccable work. But it will allow people who cannot attend to have an energetic gateway as they would listen to that recording that will take them right into the energies of what we're doing there. And once the event is completed, we'll aid people who did not attend in person, could not attend in person, to really receive and integrate all the work that was done there to the greatest degree possible without actually being physically present. So my goal is to make that available by the end of this week. So if you're interested and you're not on my email list, let me know. If you are on my email list, I will put that out. So that's the last thing. Beyond that, I just want to, again, thank you. And I really cannot do this program without you. You help me to co-create the energies that create all the words, all the teachings, etc. So thank you for that. Please, if you'd like to do it more directly, let me know. Send me an email. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, topics, suggestions, questions. Whatever, it will go into the energy field and come out when it's appropriate. So thank you, thank you, thank you, my friends. I wish you a marvelous week. And Doug, I forgot to say you can start those chimes. Thank you for that. And ride the chimes on the way out. And much love and many blessings to you, my friends. In 2 weeks, I intend to do the program live from the Grand Tetons in Wyoming. I hope you'll join me. And there'll always be some good in the recording, so next week it will serve you as well. Much love. Bye-bye.